as one who has been entrusted with the onerous responsibilities of guiding our young republic through these difficult times, I must confess that it is always a source of deep pleasure and encouragement to me to receive assurances of the support of the people and their continuing determination to persevere until complete victory is achieved.
Indeed, indeed, we will never let the little Domingo Jugu down. Never. Look, you are welcome to another edition of the Biafra Fire Podcast. As you already know, this podcast is published every 2 days, weekends not included. And the purpose is evangelism, of course, political evangelism. Biafrans and IPOB are united and solid as a rock, and we will never back down until complete victory is assured, guaranteed and realized. Today's date is the 24th of May 2018, by the way. You are once again welcome. Look, as most of you already know, I used to practice law in Accra before I came to Australia. I was with my uncle, who is a very famous and professional and well-learned lawyer. And from time to time, he would entrust to me the task of managing a client's case from start to finish. And that included running around from one place to the other, filing the documents, making sure that the processes are served, getting a date for hearing. Of course, in Nigeria, in the zoo, all these things, you have to force them through. You can't just sit back and wait for the dates. You have to lobby and the cajole and all the rest of it. But anyway, one day I was going for a case at the magistrate court in Abagana. And on my way there, I had an epiphany. I caught a bike. I didn't drive back then. I don't now. I don't have a license, but that's by the way. I caught a bike and just past the psychiatric clinic, there was an accident. And road safety was there. And a corpse of a woman was lying on the ground. And it was very shameless. They were standing around. The woman's left leg was completely severed. And they could do nothing about it. I don't know what they were waiting for. There was blood all over the place. And this singular incident, it kind of engraved in my memory the incompetence of the Nigerian state, the sheer stupidity, lack of will, the sheer lack of resources, the corruption that has eaten deep into the fabric of the country. Of course, we can go on and talk about the reasons for the accident, bad road, badly trained drivers, but then that will only be a tiny reflection of the cancer called Nigeria. Look, Biafra is a dream. Biafra, a lot of people have said, is a religion, and getting that country realized should be the utmost aim of every country. Now, quite frankly, Nigeria is a zoo. From every definition of the word, Nigeria fits the category of being classified as a zoo. Nothing works. People behave like animals. People are unruly. It's a failed state. I don't know the official definition of a failed state. I should look it up, but I am sure that it is a failed state. But anyway, we are here, and let me remind you once again that I'm the ultimate source of information regarding our movement is the Biafra channel, the radio channel, IPOB station. You Google it, listen to it. This, what I do here is try to recap and reflect on the current occurrences and to rally the troops, so as they say. So this show, as you know, is divided into 4 segments. We have the news from Biafra land, the land of the rising sun. We have news from the world. We have a Nigerian nonsense in focus. There's always a Nigerian nonsense in focus. And then we close with a put of the day. One thing I have noticed, and it's very vital as we all continue to struggle for this movement, we have to be sure that we are in tune and that we understand and appreciate in total the plans of the Nigerian state to kick against us. Now, one of the many ways they kick against us or try to frustrate us is through how they define our movement. Now, IPOB, the indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu is our leader and we are one. But they come with all these appellations and descriptions to try to divide us. They say it's BIM, it's Masom, so that even without saying it explicitly, they create the impression that we are divided. We should not buy into it. IPOB is our vanguard organization. And hats up to the people at Radio Biafra and all the encouragement and how they try to rally the troops. This is a cause that is worth dying for. This is a cause that I am ready to die for. This is a cause that every true-blooded Nigerian should die for. And Biafran should die for. We have to leave this country. We have to separate and have our own national identity. We have to assert this forcefully or otherwise. We have to go. We have nothing in particular, nothing in comparison, nothing similar with these people. Religion, culture, nothing. It is a general idea that when a divorce is bad, people let it to you don't, when all the parties don't just get along, when the two parties don't get along, you don't keep insisting that they should continue. At one point, you have to let the party go to assert their individuality. And this is a quick reminder that the 30th May 2018 is a sit at home day in Biafra land. No work, no bank, you don't leave your house. Stay at home and show the Nigerian state that by our passive resistance, we are very serious. I live in Australia. I live in Sydney. I will be flying to Brisbane to rally with all my Biafran brothers. I will leave my job. I will leave my engagements and go to show solidarity, to tell the world that a fight is brewing and that Australia should be on the right side of history by supporting this Biafran nation that we are trying to create. Someone was pointing out online about the silence of the Catholic Church, and that there has not been any categorical pronunciation by the Catholic Church with respect to the IPOB issue, that they have not supported us. Well, I remember that there was a massacre at a Catholic parish at Mpo on 30th May 2016, and Amnesty International condemned it. It was all over the news. 150 of our people massacred. And the Catholic Church didn't say anything. In fact, the other day I saw on Facebook where they were rallying because a priest was slaughtered by the Fulani herdsmen. And they said that their movement, that they have a peaceful and prayerful rally. What the hell does a peaceful and prayerful rally? Biafrans, we should be resolute. We should be vibrant. We should give the Nigerian state whatever it takes for them to leave us. And Igwacha is too strong. It's so funny that I don't even know where Igwacha is, but I keep hearing, you can email me. My email is juxtix@hotmail.com. juxtix@hotmail.com. The two X's are X as in xylophone. Email me and tell me about this Igwacha. It is too strong. Everything is about Igwacha. They are hijacking the whole movement and making it exclusively theirs. I envy their determination, and I hope that we will take a few lessons from them. And look, it is important to protest. Protesting is not in vain. We have to protest. It doesn't matter where you are. Get out on the 30th of May this year. You sit at home. At any other time, get out and protest. If the other day, the other year, Time Person of the Year was the protester. I think it was 2 years ago. So, protesting is important. We have to keep doing that. We have to keep protesting. We have to keep protesting until Biafra comes. Around in the world, there's not much happening. Well, there is much happening, but like Of course, if it's not about Biafra, then it doesn't make sense to us. But anyway, we have to keep abreast of the news. There's a race to contain the Ebola outbreak. The Ebola virus has taken hold in Congo with 45 cases reported, some in dense urban areas. Up to 25 people may have already been killed by the flesh-eating disease. The thing with all this Ebola is, look, Nigeria doesn't have any health system, any functioning health system. Why will Ebola not kill them? Why will Ebola not slaughter African countries? Biafra is an experiment that would be the envy of the world. Having this country called Biafra for us means that we get the opportunity to show the world how things are done, be it health, education, to be the envy of the world. Well, moving on, a bride has been mauled by a crocodile days before wedding. The bride-to-be lost her arm in a shocking crocodile attack right before her wedding, but she didn't let it ruin her special day. I think I saw that on Facebook too. Kudos to her. But I don't know what she's doing around the crocodile anyway. An athlete who overstayed his visa, a Cameroonian athlete who overstayed his visa in Australia, has been told to go back to Africa when he posted some pictures of himself on Facebook. Apparently, a lot of African athletes that came here to compete in Australia didn't do what they said they were going to do. They disappeared. Look, I think it's just it's nasty, it's bad, but then again, I think it shows the world how desperate people are to leave Africa. A toddler has been eaten by a leopard at Safari Park, and his nanny was left helpless when a leopard pounced on the small child. And there's graphic pictures to that effect. One Nigerian nonsense that I've always wanted to explore, or at least talk about, is how easy it is to get a driver's license. You walk into an office and you get a driver's license. Nobody cares if you can drive. Nobody cares if you've been inside a car's driver's seat. Nobody cares if you know the road rules. And they wonder why people are dying. Every day, the highways in Nigeria are flowing with blood. Shame on that country. Biafra we want. Biafra we need. Biafra we will always have. And the quote of the day is actually the quote of the day today. I will prefer to end this podcast with a quote from Nnamdi Kanu, who is missing. He is a very wonderful young man. He is a very, very industrious young man who had the temerity, the effrontery to forsake his comfort in the UK to realize that staying in a white man's country is not your country. At the end of the day, you have to go home. That if you don't want to go through the whole visa process and everything, you have to fight for your Biafra, have your own country, and so that your kids who live in their own country, enjoy the relative prosperity and respect and decency that comes from living on a land that is yours. I will end with Nnamdi Kanu's quote.
If you can give us 10, 15, 20 years of your time for your country, if you cannot sacrifice your life in the battlefield and you think you can do so and you're living outside, approach your national coordinator. It shouldn't be announced publicly. We need such people, because these vagabonds, they will run to Europe. They will come to London. They will run to New York. They will run to Chicago. They will run to Los Angeles. We need people who are prepared to go to prison.